More than 30 years ago, when Larry Sen founded our firm, the original premise in shaping a culture is that organizations are shadows of their leaders. And that stands true today. It was true 30 plus years ago. It's true today. Every CEO I talk about knows that intuitively. They see it in themselves and in their top team, that how they are, how they behave, is mirrored across their organization. So the small dysfunctions at the top become big dysfunctions in the organization. The strengths at the top become the strengths of the organization. If the leader isn't the first to take the step forward into creating a new culture, a way of doing things, if their shadow doesn't shift, all the activity after that will not have the impact that you're looking for. And I'd say that many people say that the CEO needs to be the key sponsor, needs to be engaged. I'd say that the leader and the leadership team can't only be the sponsors. They actually have to define and own the change, and then understand that everything they do needs to be a reflection of the change they want to see in the organization. Most leaders are quite adept with strategy and structure, and when they run into challenges, they will change strategy, they will restructure the organization. One of the things about top teams is that culture, and individual leaders, culture is an uncomfortable place to go. It's something that they haven't used as a lever of change in their organization as often as strategy and structure. So if we can help each of those leaders in that top team first cast the shadow that represents the change they want, but second, feel comfortable with the levers that are required to shift the culture of the organization. So demystify culture, make it as natural as changing strategy or changing structure. Then you have a leadership team that's ready, capable, and usually, you know, excited about leading a change in their organization. A CEO needs support in reshaping a culture, changing a culture in an organization, but it can't be delegated. So there's a difference between being supported in that effort and delegating that effort. I think as Lou Gerstner, when he looked at IBM, he said, it was some time before I realized that culture wasn't one of the things, culture was the thing. And also the only thing that couldn't be delegated. So when it's often delegated into HR or organizational development, which is a key support to culture shaping. But the minute it's delegated, the leader has established to the organization that it's not their own, that it's not something they're committed to embody, to make sure their top team embodies, and something that they're out in front of. When I've seen the greatest success, it's when the leader is fundamentally and personally passionate about the culture they want to create in the organization. I was thinking of Robert Dodson, who led T-Mobile in the United States for 7-10 years. The culture he wanted an organization that put the customer first and created a customer experience that was beyond anything the industry had seen before. Now, it wasn't an idea for Robert, it was his passion. And the culture that would enable that passion was also part of that passion. He embodied it. He also was very clear, this top team, if you're going to be part of the top team of that organization, you'd also have to embody that passion. Now, the support came from HR and OD and communications and strategy, but it was never delegated. It was always owned by Robert. And I think the story is very clear what happened with that organization. It went from number 4, number 5 in the industry in terms of service out of 5 to the top service provider for 7 or 8 years running.